This is the guided body scan practice. Taking your position, checking your posture is as you would like it to be, allowing the chair or the floor to take your weight, sinking into the floor or the chair, and feeling the points of contact between your body and the chair or the floor. Settling in now, arriving. Considering this time as set aside totally for you, as a nourishing time, an opportunity to be with yourself fully. Remembering that it's the wholehearted intention to explore and to be with your experience that is the most important thing. Knowing that in this practice, what we're doing is coming to our senses. Setting aside our usual, busy, active mode of being in the world, and practicing being with whatever unfolds for us, with whatever bodily sensations we experience, nothing more and nothing less. And even though we may find ourselves relaxing, the point is not to try to relax, and it's also not to try to achieve any particular state. But it's simply to bring a direct and fully engaged awareness to each moment, bringing a sense of awakeness. Knowing that at any point in this practice, if you feel uncomfortable following this guidance, trusting above all else your own instincts about what's right for you, and using these as your overriding guide, doing only what feels right for you, allowing the possibility that any of the sensations that you feel may contain within them the important signals for how you are right now and what you need, and bringing the intention to listen carefully to these and to honour them. Noticing in this practice your tendency to judge your experiences and to want things to be different from how they are just now. Knowing there's no right way to feel about this practice. The way you feel is the way you feel. Inviting the idea that it doesn't need to be judged or analysed. Your experience simply needs to be held in awareness, moment by moment. And seeing if we can allow whatever is already here to be here. Bringing a sense of kindness and acceptance to the whole of our experience, exactly as it is. And directing now the spotlight of your attention to your abdomen, and feeling the movements of your abdomen as air enters the body and leaves the body. No need to control the breath in any way. Knowing that you can focus back on the breath at any time in this practice, if sensations or experience become too intense. Knowing the breath as an anchor, as a place to return to steady you, to center you. And now, inviting you to move the focus of your awareness down your body to the big toe of your left foot. No need to move your toes, just becoming aware now of any sensations. Perhaps experiencing warmth or coolness. Perhaps tingling or numbness. Perhaps no sensation at all. Seeing what's here for you now, and moving your attention now to the little toe of the left foot. And to the toes in between. And to the spaces between the toes. And now letting go of awareness of the toes of your left foot and moving your attentiveness to the bottom of your left foot. Noticing here whatever sensations may be present. Exploring sensations in the ball of the foot, the instep, and the heel. Taking in that place where the heel makes contact with the floor or the mat. Maybe noticing the contact of socks or tights against the skin, or maybe air against bare skin. Noticing whatever is present here, moisture, dryness, warmth, coolness, possibly sensations of blood flow. Noticing sensations on the surface and also deep down into the muscles. And now moving your awareness away from the bottom of the left foot and coming to focus on sensations in the top of the left foot, being with the top of your left foot now, just as it is, moving up close to those sensations with your awareness, being fully here, fully present with the sensations in this part of the body. And letting the top of your left foot go from your awareness and focusing now on your left ankle, the skin on the surface, and deep into the ankle. Engaging with this part of your body, exploring. And exploring without any particular expectation of what you may find here. Whatever your experience is your experience, and seeing if it's possible to bring with your attention a sense that whatever you find here is fine as it is. And shifting attention away now from the ankle to the lower left leg, the section between the ankle and the knee, with the shin at the front and the calf muscle at the back. Noticing the weight of this part of your body, the temperature, continuing to explore here. And releasing your lower left leg from your awareness and bringing your awareness now to focus on your left knee. Being with your left knee just as it is, exploring the sensations here, being curious about the kneecap, about the sides of the knee, the back of the knee, deep down into the knee joint, opening your awareness to receive any sensations in your left knee. And if you suddenly find yourself lost in a train of thought or a daydream, not giving yourself a hard time, acknowledging where you went, knowing that our minds have a strong tendency to wander off, and bringing your attention back to the point of the body that we're focusing on, and doing this as many times as is necessary. So shifting your attention away now from the knee and moving it to the left thigh, a large part of the body, all the way between the knee and the hip on the outside and the groin on the inside, all the muscles surrounding the bone. Noticing the contact of the thigh against the floor or the mat or the chair. Sensations of warmth or coolness, of blood flow. Being precise about the sensations you're noticing, exploring, being curious about your experience right now in this part of your body. And at the same time, being soft and gentle with yourself, allowing your attentiveness to be warm and open. And letting go of the left thigh from your awareness, and moving your attention now across the pelvis and down the right leg, and seeing how the right leg feels different from the left leg right now. And training your attention now further down the right leg to the big toe of the right foot. Seeing what's here for you now. And in the little toe of the right foot. And in the toes in between. In the spaces between the toes. Being with whatever sensations you encounter here, and remembering there's no right way to feel. Whatever you feel is fine. It's the way you feel. And even if when you bring your attention to the toes of the right foot, you draw a blank, that's fine. That's your experience right now. There's no need to make anything different. So allowing things to be just the way they are. So now releasing your toes from your awareness and bringing your attention to the bottom of your right foot, to the ball, the instep, and the heel. Fully present with your experiences right here and right now in this part of the body. And letting the bottom of the right foot fade from your awareness now, and bringing your attention to the top of your right foot, and to your right ankle, to the skin, the surface, and deep down into the muscles and the joints. And now letting go of the top of your right foot and your right ankle, and bringing your awareness to your lower right leg, to the calf and the shin, the whole area from the ankle to the knee, to sensations on the surface and those deep down. Experiencing sensations here, being fully present, being interested in a kindly way, appreciating these very important parts of the body that we often take for granted. And checking in with the type of attention you're bringing to your experience right now. Noticing any harshness or criticism or impatience. And as best you can, allowing your attention to be gentle and awake. Doing whatever you might need to if you're feeling sleepy. You might try for a while to bring your attention to the sleepiness itself if this is your experience. Noticing where in your body you feel the sleepiness and exploring that sensation. Or you might choose to do something to help energize your attention, such as opening the eyes, or moving to a chair if you're lying down, or even possibly standing up. And letting go now of your lower right leg and bringing your attention now to your right knee, the sensations here in your right knee in this moment, to the kneecap, to the sides of the knee, and the back of the knee, to deep down into the knee joint. And focusing now on the right thigh, fully present with any experiences here in your right thigh. And imagining now that when you take an in-breath, your breath travels all the way down past your abdomen and into both legs, down into both feet and toes. And as you breathe out again, the air comes back up your legs, up through your upper body, and out through your nose or mouth. Using the breath in this way, as you imagine it, passing into your legs, to guide your awareness down and back up the length of your legs and your feet. And if this imaginative breathing feels strange at first, just playing with this, and knowing that it may take a little while to get used to breathing in this kind of way. And directing your awareness now to your pelvic area, exploring sensations in this area of your body. The contact of your buttocks against the mat, floor or chair. The genitals and internal organs, noticing whatever you experience in this region. Remembering you can always bring your awareness back to your breath if sensations become too strong. Knowing that you always have a choice about where you focus your attention at any time. And if you're choosing to focus your attention on the pelvis, continuing to explore this area, noticing sensations of contact, of weight, of warmth or coolness. Noticing perhaps if the mind labels these experiences as pleasant or unpleasant. Releasing that which does not need to be held, softening. Opening, allowing your experience to be your experience. and moving now your awareness away from your pelvic region to your lower back, from the base of your spine up to around the back of your waist. All the vertebrae of the lower back, all the muscles attached here. This can be a region that sometimes causes people discomfort or pain, and noticing if this is true for you right now in this moment. And as with any area where you may encounter intensity or discomfort, you can always return to the breath to steady you. Or, if you choose, coming up closer to the area of pain or discomfort and seeing more precisely what the sensations there are. Separating out, as best you can, the physical sensations from the emotions and the interpretations and commentaries that we inevitably have around discomfort, and focusing in on the physical sensations, allowing the commentaries to fade into the background, taking in the actual scope of the sensations, where they start and where they end, and seeing if they change as you attend to them. So being with the actual sensations, whether throbbing or sharpness or aching. And all the while you're being with these sensations, if you choose to, using the breath to breathe into the area you're focusing on, in this case the lower back, and breathing out from this area, like we did with the legs and feet earlier on. Imagining refreshing, calming air entering and going deep into the area and to the discomfort, if this is what you feel here. And then imagining you're exhaling from this area, and as you do so, the area softens and releases tension and tightness. So shifting your attention away now from your lower back to your upper back, all the way from your waist to the back of your neck, all the bones in your upper spine. Your shoulder blades, the back of the rib cage. Perhaps noticing some movement in your upper back as it responds to the breath. Noticing the parts of your back that are in contact with the floor or the back of the chair. And any areas of the back that aren't. Noticing the differences in sensations between these different parts of the back. Exploring. Being right here now with your upper back. And moving the spotlight of your attention now to the front of the body, down to the abdomen, the belly. Feeling this stretch and contract. Stretch and contract. As each in-breath and each out-breath takes its course. Being with any sensations in the stomach, perhaps fullness or emptiness or hunger. And shifting attention now up the front of the body to the chest, to the lungs and the rib cage. Feeling this too expanding and contracting. The area around the heart, maybe noticing the heart beating. Seeing what's here for you now in the area around the heart. Any tightness or tenderness perhaps? What are you feeling in your heart area right now? and moving your awareness to your shoulders now, being present here with your shoulders. Knowing this is another area where we frequently find tension or discomfort or pain. And checking to see if this is true for you, and deciding if it is, whether you would like to go back to the breath or come up close to the physical experience you find here. Not forcing or pushing anything in yourself. Honoring your limits. Being gentle and kind with yourself. And letting the shoulders go from the focus of your attention, and bringing your attention now down your left arm to the fingertips and the tip of the thumb of the left hand. Noticing sensations here, maybe moisture, maybe coldness or tingling. Honing your awareness now to take in the fingers. The back of the fingers, the front of the fingers, and the left thumb. Moving in to the left hand, the palm of the left hand, and the wrist. Noticing sensations of blood flow. Maybe noticing a pulse. Noticing if your hand is warm or cool, whether it feels light or heavy. And bring your awareness now to the left forearm. To any experiences here in your left forearm. And including now your left elbow. The inside of your elbow and the bonier outside. Deep into the elbow joint. And the upper arm now, exploring sensations here. And into and inside your left armpit. And as you move your attention now across the shoulders to the right arm, checking to see what differences there are for you in the right arm compared to the left. And moving your awareness now down into the right arm to the fingertips and the tip of the thumb of the right hand. Noticing any sensations here. Bringing your awareness to the fingers, to the back of the fingers and the front of the fingers, to the right thumb. To the palm and the back of the right hand, to the wrist, and up into the right forearm. To the right elbow. The upper right arm, the right armpit, exploring sensations. And imagining now that when you breathe, you can breathe into the whole of your upper body, front and back, and both arms, and down into the abdomen, and down into the fingertips of both hands. And then as you breathe out again, following the breath all the way up through the arms and the upper body, the chest, and back out through the nose or the mouth. Doing this for a few breaths. And now, if you choose to, moving your attention into your neck and throat. Perhaps noticing sensations of swallowing or air passing through your throat as you breathe. Perhaps noticing air flowing across your voice box. Noticing any differences in temperature or the moistness of the air as it flows into and then out of your body. And drawing your attention now to your face, beginning with the jaw, noticing if there's any tightness here. Moving your attention to your chin, up to the hinge joints around your ears. Noticing if the muscles are loose or tight. Noticing if there are sensations of weight. And drawing your attention now to your lips, to sensations of moisture or dryness, to your teeth, perhaps your teeth against the inside of your lips, and into your mouth, your gums, your tongue, and the roof of your mouth. Noticing if the mouth feels moist or dry or sore. Bringing your awareness to include your cheeks, the muscles in your cheeks, the skin across your cheeks. To your nose and the skin across and around your nose. To your nostrils, inside the nostrils, as the air flows in and out. Bringing your awareness to sensations around the eyes, to the skin around the eyes, to the eyes themselves. Maybe detecting movements of the eyeballs, the eyelids. Seeing if you can feel any sensations in your eyebrows and the space between the eyebrows. Noticing sensations in your forehead, the skin and the muscles here. Taking in awareness of the temples and the ears. Outside the ears and the inside of the ears. Into the inner ear canal. And from the ears to the back of your head, and the top of your head, to your scalp and your skull, and moving your attention now into your skull, to your brain, perhaps feeling pressure or tension here, exploring. And breathing now into the whole of your body, so that you imagine the air moving down from the nose or mouth, down the trunk of the body, and into the legs and feet, and on the out-breath coming back up the body and releasing the breath out through the nose and mouth again. Doing this for a few breaths. And letting go now of this imaginative breathing, and just being with the whole of your body breathing, just as you are in this moment, without changing anything. Being with the natural movements of the body as it breathes. Being with any discomforts or pain. Being with any neutral spaces or areas with no discernible sensation. Areas where the body feels relaxed and at ease, rested. So opening to the breath and the body just as they are. Opening to yourself just as you are. Opening to things just as they are. Perhaps experiencing a connection with your body and the world around you. Feeling a sense of openness and acceptance with what is. Perhaps feeling a sense of care and attention that you can take with yourself. Taking this care and attention into the way you relate to yourself and to others. And considering that this attitude of acceptance and letting be, and perhaps a sense of awakeness and stillness, are in themselves healing. And that by doing this practice as best you can, you have been contributing to nurturing your well-being, to being with yourself in a more whole and complete way. And as we come to the end of this practice, allowing any feeling that you might have of centeredness and stillness to remain with you as you move into the activities of your life. Bringing now the room into awareness, opening your eyes if they've been closed, and in your own time moving as your body wants to move, gently, mindfully stretching, sitting up, and moving into the next part of your day.